This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
From the long run next to the ocean breeze, to the dump and to the rain of London City.
It's wacky.
It's fun.
It's crazy.
It's outrageous.
Fun house. A whole lot of fun. Prizes to be won.
It's a real crazy
it's
show.
It's only a game, so put up a real good fight. I'm gonna be snickering you tonight.
Hello and welcome to a sneak peek of our new podcast, What's the Story 90s Glory? The 90s, well, for those who came before, you might say the formative decade was the best. For those who came after, I gotta be honest, I feel sorry for you, as the 90s was the best decade to grow up in. What made the 90s so different? Where do you start? We will try to have a look back and try and reminisce at the years between 1990 and 2000, the end of a beautiful era. The 90s gave people hope. The new Labour arrived in a wave of optimism. For any younger listeners, you must understand something. In the 90s, 24-hour news was not a thing. You had to watch the 10 p.m. news or read a paper in the morning. Not like now, where you get to ping if the King of Ghana has a fodder for on a fart. My choice, like so many, was The Sun. Then you had the O.J. Simpson trial across the pond, creating a whole network of now 24-hour news. Speaking of cable, chipped boxes. Now, I know you all had one of them. Stealing cable was a thing that many of us did. Now you have a Fire Stick. We didn't have one of them before. A Fire Stick literally was a stick on fire. The adult channel existed, but you had to watch what they decided to broadcast. And the all-important time of 12 a.m. on a Friday night when you get a sneak peek at that Playboy channel. We had no smartphones or easy access to the internet. The internet existed, but it was definitely a luxury at first. Computers were just beginning to become affordable. It wasn't until around the mid-90s, but the rise of the internet cafe became a massive boom. Back then, we had to plug the computer into a phone line, and you couldn't use the phone while using the internet. It wasn't a big deal. It was just how it was. There was nothing like Twitter or Facebook that existed yet. MySpace was just at the end of the 90s and was coming into its own, but didn't last very long. What we had, emails, chat rooms, and internet forums. The chat rooms were fun. We did the exact same thing as you do now, but in a chat room. Well, all were logged in, you could see it was crazy talking to people who lived in literally the other side of the world, sometimes other countries. By the end of the 90s, the internet was becoming more and more popular and was implemented in everyday society. Most kids that grew up in the 90s were computer literate, enough to go on a computer at school. When the 2000 came, computers were super cheap and most people can get one in their home if they wanted. My generation, those who were in high school between the 90s and 2000, enjoyed some fantastic times on the internet. Before Amazon and streaming, we had Blockbusters and Littlewoods and Index. And this held on into the early noughties, but sadly, are no more. But getting a movie for the weekend was an event. Trawling through your local store for this week's new movies and having a look at the photo and reading the back of the cover to decide if you're going to take this film home, often taking it home to disappointment, or it breaking down, pausing, scratching, where you had to try and pull the tape out, but the tape was caught in the VCR. The Christmas catalogue was an event. Your mum or dad would come home from the weekly shop. They had a book as thick as 3 Bibles and as heavy as 50 iPhones under their arm. And you can grab it and mark things you wanted for Christmas. Again, it was a whole event. In the 90s, people were not late. As you said, you would be somewhere, and guess what? You were there. Before mobile phones, people turn up. You didn't have a ping saying, oh, I'm really sorry, I'm running late. There was no easy way out. You either turn up or your friendship was ended. We had Euro 96. Football came home. So nearly came home. We had the Monday Night Wars in the wrestling world, the Attitude Era, WCW, the rise of sports entertainment becoming a mainstream and engulfed in pop culture. Hulk Hogan, Steve Austin, The Rock. There was Oasis versus Blur, the East versus the West Coast in rap. There was Nirvana and Girl Power, and the world of fragrance gave us Dupe and Lynx for men, or Lynx Africa particularly. Everyone in school had Lynx Africa. Then we had TV, the golden era of Saturday night and Saturday morning TV, Gladiators, Saturday morning TV, Alive and Kicking, Ghost Train. I can go on. It was just entertainment from every moment on a Saturday. And it was a time when you felt safe to go out from dusk till dawn, playing runouts, bar, pogs, World Cup and more. I can go on. This covers a mere fraction of the 90s of what I remember. Yet life at this point in time was all for intents and purposes. Amazing. It was fun. It was exciting. It was booming. We had the same social challenges now as we did then, but the attitude towards those challenges were just a little bit different. There was nothing we couldn't be done. We were tough but introspective, innovative and original. It's hard to look back or think back. It's hard to look back now and think at one stage it was the last time you knocked for your friend. It was the last time that you went out and played. It was the last time your friend came to your house. We, me and David Graham, who's my co-host, we have 5 kids between us, and I'm very aware everyone will always argue their formative years, their decade that they grew up in was the best for XYZ. So I understand what I'm up against, but I would argue with anyone why our decade was just that bloody good. I've put together a 10-minute segment of some of the great news stories, the music, the movies, to have a listen to reminisce. Over the course of our 12 episodes after this one, we're going to have some great guests. So sit back, relax, and get ready to understand why the 90s really was the best decade.
Do you want a flake in that, love?
Ta.
Connecting people.
Hulk Hogan, what is happening?
Well, you know me, Gene, we really don't know what we're dealing with here, man. And I'm just kind of a little worried about walking up here.
It's all right.
Because we just might blow the whole planet up, you know.
In the Barbie world, life in plastic. It's fantastic. You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
It stands at £4 million.
And so, we are all connected in the great circle of life.
Something special once again from Jonathan Edwards of Great Britain. Oh, it's a tough act to follow, but he's done it again. I don't believe it. There it is. It is exactly 60 feet and 1/4 of an inch.
We have reports from Paris. The Diana Princess of Wales has been killed in a car accident, and that her partner, Dodi Fayed, has also been killed. They were apparently being pursued by paparazzi on 2 motorcycles.
It's a sharing up and so sorry,
Peckham now to Owen, and here's another Owen run. He's going to worry them again. It's a great run by Michael Owen, and he might finish it off. Oh, it's a wonderful goal!
Uh-oh, achoo!
Your baby sneezed,
achoo,
and gave mine a cold.
Herbie loves you, love and touch.
Me love you.
Then with the topping, or else with nothing on.
There's more snack in a Doritos pack.
Liftoff of the Space Shuttle Discovery with the Hubble Space Telescope, our window on the universe.
We solved the problem, we solved one of the buses. That was it. I have to say that, otherwise the door wouldn't ring. I'll get it.
Boom. Somebody stop me.
Let me be your friend.
Police investigating the series of IRA bombings in London are holding five men under the Prevention of Terrorism Act. They were arrested after the IRA bombers targeted North London for the third time in a week with two separate attacks.
Hello, Jack. I changed my mind.
Two of Britain's most popular pop groups have begun the biggest chart war in 30 years.
I'd like to thank all the people.
All the people.
So many people. And they walk off hand in hand through their shite life.
Hello there, Father.
Hello, Colm. Out and about?
I am. Same as yourself.
Good, good.
I hear you're a racist now, Father.
What?
How did you get interested in that type of thing?
Who said I'm a racist?
Everyone's saying it, Father.
Good morning, sir. How are we today, sir? Fine. You? Radiant, sir. Radiant. That is a lovely suit, isn't it, sir?
Yes.
Yeah, it's nice. Suit you, sir, suit like that. Do you want one off the peg, sir, or do you want one made up?
These allegations are false.
That's one small step.
All is serious.
I think it's all over.
I'll be back in time.
Mr. Nelson Mandela, a free man taking his first steps into a new South Africa.
We leave the United Kingdom in a better state than when we came here 11 and a half years ago.
Elements of the 82nd Airborne Division are arriving today to take up defensive positions in Saudi Arabia.
I'm Robbie.
I'm Gary.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Edward.
I'm Jason.
And we are... Say that!
The rock star Freddie Mercury has died of AIDS. The 45-year-old lead singer of Queen died at his home in London.
It is announced from Buckingham Palace that, with regret, the Prince and Princess of Wales have decided to separate.
Well, there were three of us in this marriage, so it was a bit crowded.
Now the leaders of the Czech Republic and the Slovak Republic have decided to go their separate ways. I, Nelson Rodisasa Mandela, do hereby swear to be faithful with the Republic of South Africa.
This morning, an electrician went to Cobain's suburban Seattle home to do some work, looked in a window over the garage, and saw a body.
The Queen started her historic journey from the new Channel Tunnel terminal at London's Waterloo Station.
The sport of Formula One tonight is in deep mourning. Ayrton Senna is dead.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder.
Described as the British Heavyweight Pop Music Championship. In one corner, four young middle-class men from the south of England, collectively known as Blur. And in the other corner, five young working-class men from Manchester, called Oasis.
How could Barings Bank, counting the Queen among its customers, possibly go bust?
There came the news of Robbie Williams' split from Take That.
And from today, there's no more.
On an ordinary farm in Scotland, scientists say a clone was created from a single cell taken from the udder of a sheep.
There it is, 10 o'clock, and we say Tony Blair is to be Prime Minister and a landslide.
One of the world's largest bookstores is not a place to visit. Amazon.com, the front door is a page out on the internet.
A crazed gunman
bursts into a primary school class in Dunblane and kills or wounds almost every child and the one teacher present.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
This is about girl power. We don't need men to control our lives. We control our lives anyway.
Don't forget that with all this excitement going on, there are some very, very worried people all over the world. The millennium bug, has it struck or hasn't it?
History is measured in centuries. More than ever, we are aware of being a tiny part of the infinite sweep of time when we move from one century and one millennium to another.
He killed him.
Podcast Network. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.